here's a story from The World.
It's been a tough school year for students and teachers pretty much everywhere, but some elementary students up in Winnipeg, the capital of Manitoba in Canada, used their time to take on quite a project. They tackled a popular children's song that had been translated into Cree decades ago. That's an Indigenous language spoken in parts of Canada and northern Montana. Cree language instructor Colleen Omond taught the children the Cree version.
It took quite a long time to get used to the words because, as you know, our Cree words are really long.
That was in January.
So we practiced daily, repeated the words slowly.
Then, wearing masks and social distancing, they made a video. Nailed it in two takes. The children sung their version of the Canadian children's song Baby Beluga in Cree.
I never expected that my students would win first place, and I'm like so proud and excited for them.
The video was an official entry from Winnipeg's Isaac Brock School in a contest sponsored by the Manitoba Aboriginal Languages Strategy. The school won $500 and high marks from people across Manitoba. Again, teacher Colleen Omond.
But the comment that really touched my heart is when the elders are watching the video and they're very impressed and happy.
As for the Canadian songwriter who wrote Baby Beluga, here's Rafi's reaction.
Oh, this is such a good story. It made my heart smile and sing to hear the children's voices. I'm thrilled that Baby Beluga can inspire reclaiming language. I think it's wonderful.
Special thanks to CBC Radio 89.3 in Winnipeg for that audio. You can see the students' video singing Baby Beluga in Cree, along with some of the kids' original drawings on Twitter, @theworld.
Whoa!